Our Peter Wharf speaks with MSU Director of Bands Kevin Setatol about this Thursday night's Wind Symphony concert from the Wharton Center and a live WKAR broadcast.
Well, it was an incredible experience, as what I was hoping for when we decided to go to Carnegie Hall. The students played, as far as I'm concerned, their very best concert, and they saved it until they got on stage. What there wasn't was the nerves didn't seem to kick in. It was all kind of like this really great energy because they were really ready to play. Of course, Corigliano was there with us, and we had the spectacular singer, Lindsay Kesselman. So everything just kind of came together, and it was really terrific. And it, you know, as always, as soon as you're done, there's this huge letdown. It's like, well, what do we do now? But it was really a remarkable experience. Then at the end of the year, we premiered a new saxophone concerto with Joe Luloff by Stephen Bryant, which was a gift to us from one of our College of Music donors, Howard Gerwitz. It was a sole commission. That was a really great concert, and that kind of took us into the summer. And then our first concert, we did a really big premiere of Robert Beezer's. It was a consortium that we've been working on for close to 3 years now, called The End of Knowing, which is a song cycle for soprano, baritone, and wind ensemble. And Lindsay joined us again. It was great to have her back. And then we brought a singer from the United States Air Force Band in Washington, D.C. He's a member of the Singing Sergeants. His name is Ben Park. I heard him sing, probably two or three years ago at the Midwest International Band and Orchestra Clinic. He was there with the Air Force Band, and they did some chamber music, and he sung the Mahler Mitternacht from the Rückert-Lieder, and I was blown away. I'm like, I have to find a place for this guy to come and sing. And then, so this song cycle came up, and I got in touch with his commander, and it's like, can we work this out? And so that's how all that happened. It's something he has never done before. Yes. Singing like this is kind of contemporary, you know, music. And so it was huge for him to see his growth over the week while they were here and working with Lindsay and Beezer. It was really fantastic, and the group played really, really well.
My father worked with the horse plow. His shoulders glowed like a full sail strung between the shafts and the furrow. The horse is famed at his clicking tongue. An expert, he would set the wing and fit the bright, steel-pointed sock, the saddle over with a blinking.
This whole concert is orchestral winds, except for the Grantham piece, Southern Harmony.
Right. Which is not a dark and heavy piece at all. It's a very attractive, familiar, sort of American folk-sounding tune.
Sure. That's on purpose, because the Kernis concerto is really dark and brooding. And so I want the whole concert moves from like dark to light, in the darkness into the light. The Rodrigo is just a beautiful, very romantic kind of tune, akin to his guitar music, which I guess everything is that he wrote. And then the Grantham is they're just folk tunes that he has set. And in his own way, as Stuckey did with the Purcell, Grantham took this folk music and Granthamized them. But they're just fun music to play.
you've taken the Wind Symphony to Carnegie Hall. You've worked with John Corigliano. You've brought in major soloists for the last several concerts, and you're certainly not letting up in this week's concert with the principal trumpet from the Cleveland Orchestra for the Aaron J. Kernis Concerto.
Right. Michael Sachs is going to join us. He'll be in residence all week long, soloing with the Wind Symphony and also working with our trumpet studio on a variety of things. Michael's not a stranger here. He's been on campus before Trumpet Day. Rich Ullman has had him. They're good friends. I heard Michael play this piece last March with the Ohio State Concert Band. And as soon as I heard him, after the rehearsal, I walked up and I said, I'd love to have you come to Michigan State to play it. He's close. You know, he's in Cleveland. It's not that far away. It's easy for him to get here. And he was thrilled to do it. He said, yeah, if I'm going to learn something like this, I'd like to be able to play it again.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Kevin Setatal, Director of Bands at Michigan State University and Professor of Music. That's the October 23rd concert that we've been talking about. It's going to be a live performance and broadcast on WKR 7:30 Thursday night from the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. Can we look ahead and what's on tap?
We actually skip November, and we have ours is December. And that's a concert that we share with the Spartan Youth Wind Symphony. So they perform the first half, and then Wind Symphony will perform the second half. This is traditionally where I put the big transcription that we'll do for the year, because I like to do one big one. Last year we did Pictures at an Exhibition, and this year we're doing the Strauss Till Eulenspiegel, which people might say, well, how could that work for winds? Okay. It really does work for winds because sure. The music already lends itself to that anyway. The Strauss was so colorful in the wind orchestration that it really, with some slight adjustments, it works pretty well.
When you think about what he did for the horn, the oboe, and the orchestra, it works. Yeah. Just in one lesson, you'll find out.
Yeah, and the students are very excited about playing it.
Any more trips or major projects that you are able to reveal right now?
No. This year we're staying home. We did a lot last year. In the spring, we do have some really special things going on. The February concert, we're featuring a piece by Michael Doherty called Rosa Parks Boulevard. That's for three solo trombones and wind ensemble. And so Ava Ordman, our trombone professor, will be taking one of those spots, and she'll select two students to be with her. Also on that concert, we're doing a piece called Urban Requiem by Michael Colgrass, and that'll feature Joe Luloff and our dean, James Forger, playing saxophone, and then two students. And then our March concert, we're going to bring, people may remember the Dali Quartet that was here, the string quartet that was here for Latin is America this past year. They're coming back to perform Joel Puckett's piece for string quartet and wind ensemble called Short Stories.
Kevin Setatal will conduct the Michigan State University Wind Symphony Thursday night at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. Kevin, thanks a lot for that preview.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
And the MSU Wind Symphony performance will be broadcast tomorrow night at 7:30 here on WKAR 90.5 FM.